This is Bob Wynn with The View from Here. Talk about disaster. I've been watching the president's poll numbers plummet over the last few months. I mean, it seems like they simply can't go any lower, and yet they do, each and every month. Today, a 38% approval rating. Among independents, it's even worse, at 35% approval. So here's my question. Who, pray tell, are the 38% of Americans that think Joe Biden is doing a good job and approve of the direction this country is going? Who can they possibly be? Well, obviously, they're individuals who are financially independent. They're either government or union members whose income has not been affected by the disastrous fiscal policies of this administration. People on fixed incomes or those working for lower wages are being hammered by historical inflation everywhere, from food to rents to basically everything. Even with wage increases, workers everywhere are losing buying power because everything costs so much more than it did when the president came into office. Nope, you have to be financially secure to approve of this president's agenda. Obviously, it's not your everyday commuters. With gasoline now approaching $5 a gallon here and even $7 a gallon in Southern California, people who commute regularly are losing their shirts with these gas prices. Plus, there appears to be no end as oil prices closed at record highs again today. Well, it certainly can't be people that believe in a secure border and orderly immigration. While President Biden ponders what to do in Ukraine to secure their border with Russia, thousands and thousands of illegal immigrants flood through our wide-open southern border every day. Who are they? Nobody knows, including the federal government. They're sweeping into our country with no money, no jobs, and who knows what diseases. Americans who are competing with them for jobs, suffering through the destruction they create in the border states, and seeing their hard-earned tax money being spent to support them certainly can't be in favor of the president. So again, who are these 38% of Americans that still think the president and his policies are good for America? Well, it beats me. I can tell you this, it's hard to find a Biden supporter in today's world. It kind of reminds me of the state of Oregon. How so, you say? Well, Governor Brown and her inept administration, along with the liberal Democrats in Salem, just continue to throw our hard-earned money at homelessness, refugees, welfare, you name it. But I'm sure Governor Brown has at least a 38% approval rating because she's a Democrat. Some voters simply never learn. This is Bob Wynn, and that's The View from Here.